ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। রিডিং ফ্রম ভগবদ গীতা অ্যাজ ইট ইজ চ্যাপ্টার 8। দ্য চ্যাপ্টার ইজ এনটাইটেলড অ্যাটেইনিং দ্য সুপ্রিম অ্যান্ড টুডে উই আর রিডিং টেক্সট নম্বর 15। মাম উপত্যা পুনর্জন্ম দুঃখালয়াম অশাশ্বতাম নাপ্নুবন্তি মহাত্মনাঃ সংসিদ্ধিম পরমাম গতাঃ। Translation and purport by His Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Please repeat after me. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease and birth, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Avyakta and Akshara and Paramagati. In other words, that planet which is beyond our material vision, and it is inexplicable, but it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personalist devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls.
So, they are saying, attaining the supreme saying, Krishna is saying, mam upetta. Upatana means achieving me. Punajanma dukshalayam. Dukshalayam asasvatam. Asasvatam, temporary, this world. What is that? Nature of the material world, temporary and dukkhalayam. Dukkhalayam means miserable place, place of misery. Place of miseries. What are the miseries? Misery is, when somebody is asking one of the acharya, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kya ami, kyano mere jape tapotroy, who am I? Why I am inflicted these three types of miseries? What are the three types of misery? Misery given by living entities, inflicted. Misery inflicted by daiva, that means higher authority, say demigods, and misery from mind, you get. So these miseries, whenever you take birth in the material world, are Brahma, from Brahma, that 14 planetary system. More we are in a mode of goodness, mostly we are in a mode of passion and ignorance, symptomized by kama lobha. So most of them are in mode of passion and ignorance. In passion and ignorance you cannot have knowledge. Real knowledge comes from mode of goodness. Mode of goodness, Prabhupada said. The most of the people in there, mode of passion and ignorance. How can you know what it is? That's why in the India, usually say, first become Brahminical qualified. then you can touch, then you can go through Vedic knowledge. Otherwise you cannot understand. Mostly they are nut case. Most of the people are nut. This is too ridiculous. Nothing goes inside his brain. Nut. You put something, you won't go. Put in something, it doesn't go inside. It's called nut. Need to it. Most of the people are need to it. Some slang language. But that is what he said. Abodha yata, the burn, like that. Abodha. And those who are intelligent, subodha. Prabhupada is in talk or saying. Somebody said, Prabhupada, this boy, his son, went to ISKCON and accept Krishna, now we have become Prabhupada. So what is his name? His father said, Prabhupada, we gave him name Subodha. Prabhupada said, most of the people are Abodha. Means that means dull. Many people they don't know, and they are in ignorance, born ignorance. Things are in this body. But first knowledge is, Prabhupada says, get in his con. First knowledge is, you are not this body. So this is negative, of course. So what you are, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying. This is Krishna also saying. Om Brahmasmi, Jiveshwarupa Nitya Krishna Das. This is just a covering. This is first knowledge. We are Khetchagga, this, that. This is further, deeper thing. He is saying, after attaining me, the great soul, how you attain? He is saying that. Ananyacheta, on his without deviation, without considering time and space, always remembering Krishna. Now it is what is time? Now it's 5 o'clock, 5:20, say we got up 4:30 is Mangal Arati, you get up say 3 o'clock, 3:30. So how many hours? 14 hours. 14 into 60. 84 840 minutes. 840 minutes into 60. So many seconds. Say at so many seconds. Maybe so many thousand. How many times we remember Krishna? All of our leaders say, how many times Krishna? When we think of Krishna, Krishna also thinks of us. But Prabhupada said, some disciple asked Prabhupada, you are not thinking. As you said, most confidential knowledge Krishna said, again, whoa! Again I am telling you, Arjuna, because you are my friend. You are not envious of me. So I tell you again, most confidential knowledge. Manmana bhava, always think of me. Who is saying Krishna? So think of Krishna. And saying Krishna time, because people sometimes don't want to sign that only to Krishna and only to Krishna. No. The Krishna again came. With the mood of his greatest devotee Radharani, Krishna himself, but with the mood of Radharani. And what he is saying? Same thing he is saying. Kishayane, Kivojane, when you are going to take rest at night, read Krishna book so that you can dream Krishna. Chantari Krishna, Krishna. When sleeping, maybe you remember Krishna, Krishna come, you are thinking of it. And other time, whatever you are doing, you see for the interest of somebody is cooking, Bhagavad said, that whatever you are doing, always think, Krishna, I am cooking for Krishna, I am making member for Krishna, I am collecting for Krishna. I am making flower for Krishna and garland. I am bathing Krishna, dressing Krishna, doing arati to Krishna. Put all that. Not officially. How? Krishna is saying. Who is this pure devotee? Krishna is saying. Only with pure devotion you can go back to Godhead. So who is pure devotee? Symptom. Please say, what do we say? Machitta, Madgata Prana. Bodhanta Parasparam. What you are doing now? Bodhanta Parasparam. Situation service. We are talking, you are listening. This is Bodhanta. Tell me what Krishna. Kathantascha Mam. We are digging Krishna Katha. The Kathantascha Mam. Nittam, all the time. Nittam means all the time, irrespective of time and space. Nityam to shanti cha. Now after hearing this, do you like it? To shanti. Get great satisfaction. Vananti cha, become joyful. Are you joyful? Face will tell you are joyful or not. Without giving artificial, how are you? Good morning. That is one thing. But iskand what is taking? Nice maha, gulab jam, rasgulla, pizza, pasta, big smile. Everyone knows. He is happy, no doubt. This is natural smile. People say somebody is not natural smile, not joyful, bright face, something wrong with you. You got up early in the morning, took bath, came to Mangaladevi, chant dance joyfully. It's natural. Unless you are joyful, you cannot dance. You stand like that. No, he is not getting joyful. That is why I say, Vandu Bhanta Prasannatma, he is always joyful, he's a bright face. Prabhupada was going in plane, and some father of a church, he goes down the world, he says, Swamiji, can I talk to you? Yes, Swamiji, come by my side, sit down. Yes, your queries? He said, I go to different parts of the world. Yes, so what? And I see, we have got churches, I see, but I also see in the main streets, London, Paris, New York, Moscow, Sydney, everywhere I see, your boys and girls, they are well dressed, neat and clean, tilak, but you're always very joyful and bright face, beaming. See the distinction between what the body and go outside and see the face. Is this calm? Face beaming. Light. Bright face. Right? Yes? Even somebody could be maybe dark color, it doesn't matter. Even light is. I remember once a Gurukul boy, he is very dark. It's like a black jewel, you can say. Big belly. He said he one very rich man. He was also some little boy, well dressed, like his father. Father suddenly talked to one of the ISKCON sannyasi. Can you tell, I see, my son, I give anything and everything he wants. I see this little boy, is he orphan? I say, I don't know, maybe orphan, some are orphan. Some have got father, they can't afford, then give free education here, yeah? They see, though he's very dark color. The sun, his face is very bright, something. Very bright face. This is like, why is this? Then he may not be orphan or poor man's face. You see, he's sweeping. And his cloth, little bit like a dhoti. It's not so bright, you know, like this milk. But he's sweeping, he has got tilak. It will come to mala, little boy, like this. And dust over his body. See the dust, see, it's not ordinary dust. It's not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is down. He is eating only prasad, maybe rice, dal, sabji, but he is eating the prasad of Krishna. His dust is not different from Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can ask him, your son can ask him something, he'll at once tell something. Dharma kete kuru kete hai ya eka dharma. He'll tell Bhagavad Gita sloka in Bengali. Your son can? No. Your son take prasad? Vegetarian? No. Elephant also vegetarian. Rhinoceros also vegetarian. And hippo, he's also vegetarian. Big teeth. So, vegetarianism, you have to eat prasad. So, he is associating with Krishna. Krishna is joyful. So, they are also joyful. Namo Bhuta Prasannatma. You understand, I am saying equality with Krishna, you become joyful. And so, Prabhupada said, well, so we. I teach them to strictly follow what Krishna said, God said. You ask them to strictly follow, your followers come to the church. Not many will come to the church, some old ladies, daddy faddy. And some things I don't want to say. That I saw. But Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said like this. So, yeah, we follow Prabhupada said, the very basic something of Bible, Christianity. You follow? Yeah. That there is one of the basic rule, out of 10, thou shalt not kill. You are killing, you are opening so many slaughterhouses, people eating. How can we? No, there is not killing, there is no murder. He said, no, there is killing. So Prabhupada said, somebody wanted to compromise. Prabhupada told, I remember in Mayapur, one leader of his, he said, Prabhupada, can he, you know, many people, if we don't have this 4 rupees, at least 2. He can have, but that he can, he should not go to casino, he should not eat meat, fish, egg. But other 2, you can excuse. What is that? Yeah? So much intermingling without marrying, intimate relationship and drinking. No, Prabhupada, I can't do that. Look, then there is no ISKCON. You form your society, yeah. You don't tell this is ISKCON. Why strict on this? Prabhupada said, Krishna said, Jeshantu antagatam papam. Unless you give up, become free from all sinful, world of sinful, we cannot actually seriously engage in Krishna consciousness. But this morning he was telling, one of our Gaurav was telling, he is a very pure, young, a long time in the movement, I'm surprised, coming such a background. He says, Swamaj, old habit dies hard. I also sometimes say, it is very difficult to give up bad habit. Our past habit is difficult. Sometimes we find it is a big problem to us, many devotees. So it said, when you have a higher taste, gradually give up. Prabhupada said. Bhakti pareshanu bhavu. One has got higher taste, Prabhupada said. That you have got a book called Higher Taste. Even Mr. Putin of in Russia, he tells that in many parties he goes, he says, he tests something of ISKCON, Gopal's government's restaurant. I also saw some countries, some people highly appreciate. He says, I took something and I like it very well. Then I inquired, where does it come from? They say, Gopal's government. I say, what is Gopal's government? He said, this is the Hare Krishna, their food. Oh, it's very nice. In one sense, he is little attracted to Krishna. Krishna prasad means Krishna. You see how powerful. Prabhupada said, this prasad is very powerful. For simply, even to the criminal department, some big officer came to Prabhupada and asking any question. At one point he said, so what is the solution? How we can reduce crime? Welcome. How we can reduce crime in New York and other places? Then Prabhupada suggested one thing. If you can make all these people, every day, we'll ask them, for some time, chant Maha Mantra. And then give them prasad. Simply by taking prasad, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you'll come down. Prabhupada says also in the factories, let the factory people chant Hare Krishna for some time, and take prasad, give them prasad. You know? So here, what you're saying, after attaining the great soul who are yogis in devotion, never returns. Especially Prabhupada said, this is not meant for impersonalists. Only devotees mean. Of course, Mahatma is not an easy thing. Sometimes some country, big political leaders, he has got political motivation and doing. He also shows God's name, this, that. And people stamp him, give him a stamp. Mahatma. Prabhupada, Mahatma is not a cheap thing. Very few percent. Krishna himself said, Sam Mahatma, he is the Mahatma. Sudhama. Dulama means very, very rare. Sudhama, most rarest. Yes. So the Hare Krishna movement is gone. The number of devotees there compared to the world population, what percentage? Very small, very, very small. Of course, we have to again make progress. It's a gradual process. Even human beings are called animal. Animal is who is occupied, he doesn't know what is purpose of life. He doesn't ask all these questions, three types of ways. Why it is inflicted upon us? He doesn't ask. animal, polished animal, rupa is a polished animal. They say human being is also some part of the world, except human is also animal. Simply purely how to eat means sleeping, ahar, nidra, atraka, maitun. Eating, sleeping, maitun, and defending. They are doing one way, other animal, lower animal, we are doing a little bit sophisticated way, sleeping, eating, mating, whatever. That is the only difference. So, Purva said, actual human being is different. He asked this question, what is inflicted upon us? I don't want to die. Who is enforcing on us? There must be some controller. There must be a controller. This is dukkhala, full of miseries. Who is inflicting upon us this misery? Who? But common people take it for granted. He said, never mind. Let us suffer. That is what material is saying. Let me enjoy now. I don't know after death what. Because he is not a big man. He is not a goodness. He knows a little. He asks this question. I don't want to die. I think I am eternal. So this body is not eternal. Some, the mode of goodness, reading scripture. Many philosophers, seekers of the truth, they think like that. So with love and devotion, they read this Bhagavad Gita. Many. And Bhagavad Gita, how can they have authority than Krishna? Krishna said that parastasmattu bhavo. This material world, this world is abhyakta. The spiritual world is abhyakta. This is bhakta manifest. So, paratasmat, there is another world. This is paratasmat bhavo bhakta bhakta sanatana jasya sadveshu bhuteshu nasatsu na vinasati. Yet there is another unmanifest nature. Abhyakta, unmanifest. Para, transcendental, and abhyakta, unmanifest. Which is eternal. It's eternal. This is not eternal. Bhutta, bhutta, it's coming and going. We are here in Brahma's lifetime and we will enter into the body of Mahavishnu for long time. Again, Brahma is in sleep, we will remain like that, abhyakta. Unmanifest, just like when sleeping we are, like that. Again, you get up from sleep, bhakta. I have to go to work. If Krishna conscious, really, he is awake, soldier. Now you have to chant Hare Krishna. Get up, take bath, go to Mangalarti. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna came. He brought this. No Goloka Vrindavan, though he always eternal is about there. Goloka Vrindavan. He brings Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah, here is Vrindavan. Sometimes we cannot understand. We think it is a medieval city. We have to qualify ourselves. We have to give up our material desire. We follow the footprints of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Hari. Gauranga Balita Habe Pulaka Sari. Come in ecstatic state, transcendental state, by chanting the name of Gauranga. Hare Krishna, Hari Hari. The ecstatic symptom, it is not coming. Because we are attached to something else. We can say Hare Krishna, but may not be in a mood what Krishna wants. So the Krishna reciprocates. Krishna said, Tesham Sadadriktana. He is telling about pure devotion, pure devotee symptom. He said, when thou Swami is engaged, all the time, in all time, all place. Bhajatam is served with Priti Purvakam. Priti Purvakam means with devotion. Love and devotion. Not like a businessman. I serve you, give me this. That is what you are doing, most cases. Want to make Krishna our servant, order supplier. Give me this, give me that. Give me dhanam, dhanam dahi, janam dahi, give me follower. Dhanam, give me all. Give me life partner. and some are beautiful, or name fame, adoration, or even after mukti, no, karmi wants all these things, then jnani maybe a little better, wants mukti, or yogi, siddhi, something. Now the devotee, this is meant for devotee, mahatma, sva mahatma sudhila, who? Bahunam, Jamunam, after many birth and death, 8,400,000 species you are going through. Sometime Brahma, take birth as Brahma, Brahmaloka, topmost planet in the material world. Sometime maybe Indra in the heavenly planets, or Daitya, Rakshasa, that is also higher than our planet. Topmost sannyasi going to Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, Brahmachari, Maha, Janaloka, or maybe lower planets, or lower species. This way we are moving. But when the fortunate gets human birth, one must be very fortunate. And again, more fortunate come to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, those who are coming from other parts of the world to come to Krishna consciousness must be past life, most probably they practice Krishna consciousness, were born in India or other place, again came. And some are born in India, still not coming. You see? Still not coming. Because of our past activity. There is a saying in Bengali. Wherever you go, whatever past activity, according to past activity and consciousness, our destiny this is the one most important factor of our destiny. Jodi jao bhange, kopal jabe sange. Wherever you go, your destiny is following you. It doesn't matter where you are. You are born in far away from India, you are coming to Krishna consciousness. Some say that when I was born in a country, I used to like all these things, Brahma, Shiva, all these things. I don't know, this Bhagavad Gita, what does it mean? For us, intuition, he did it before. So he got interested and Krishna said, Sarvasya Chahamanishan, I am in the heart of everybody. From me come remembrance, now join Krishna consciousness. From me comes forgetfulness. Somebody want to forget Krishna, want to enjoy, come here. Krishna Bhulyaji Bhagavanchak, Mahatitare, Japutiyadhar. Krishna Holy Sarajiv, Anadi Bahamuk. He is far away, more you are into sense gratification, that much you are far away from Krishna. More you are closer to Krishna by serving, we are far away from Maya. That is what these simple words Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. How you know how much progress you are doing? More you are absorbed in Krishna, that much you are away from Maya. And more you are absorbed, if you are not serving Krishna, you are serving Maya. That much you are away from Krishna. So, Prabhupada told how to come to Krishna consciousness. Very simple. Find out the clear devotee. You see his symptom. And then it is a very serious matter. When you are selecting, who will guide you? Krishna knows your heart. Pray to Krishna. Cry. Krishna is in your heart. He is saying, oh, where is a sincere soul? I want to come to me. He comes himself as a spiritual guide and take his guidance. And he will turn us and become Krishna conscious. How to always remember Krishna. No one can mean. How to always remember Krishna. Without devotion. That is what we are doing here. In ISKCON. Then, rest assured. One of the symptoms, most important of the symptoms is this. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. While you are going, any awakened state, whatever you are doing, always think of Krishna. That is our interest. Nothing we do, but they don't know. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, they don't know. Nothing they do. What is the Sartha? Their interest? Interest to please Sangsiddhi, Harito. Is it pleasing Krishna? For that, Bahunam, after many births, when come to Krishna, act by one surrender to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the beginning of his, it's called fortune. He rises, look. When good fortune, is it the good fortune? Rising. Narayan, good fortune. Krishna, Sujjasa, Krishna. Sun like Krishna is arising, rising in the horizon. In the horizon. And then darkness is at once. Whenever there is light, that means that there is no Maya. Somebody asked Prabhupada, why there is God is there at the same time? Is Satan revealed? Prabhupada says, there is nothing. There is no Satan to Krishna. That is Krishna's backside. So if you are towards Krishna, no Satan, no evil. Is that difficult? Very easy. There is previous thing, there is Krishna and other than there is Satan, all these things. And basically there is Maya, forgetfulness of Krishna. You don't forget Krishna, no Maya. No Satan. Very simple. So it said, Manupatta to the essence, Krishna's superior spiritual energy is transcendental and eternal. Krishna is eternal, we are also eternal. Unfortunately, we are thinking, in a moment, we will be finished. We are not finished. The body is finished. We are not finished. No Hanmati, Hanmati, Krishna said, nobody can kill you. What does it mean? They want to kill Atma. Hanuman is Suride, that is within the body. It is beyond all changes of material nature, which is manifest and annihilated during the days and nights of Brahma. It's a bhutta bhutta paliyate. So now we have got a material body. We should practice Krishna in such a way, just like iron rod, Prabhupada used to tell early days. If iron rod is iron, but you put in fire. So if you put in fire iron rod, it becomes red hot. Then it acts, it develops the nature as good as fire, it acts. Exactly like that. When you have a material body, you take Krishna Prasad, associate with Krishna devotees, chant Krishna's name, everything becomes Krishnaized, Krishnaized. So, it's almost like a spiritual body. So, if you leave that body, then we get no material body, which is perishable. You will get an imperishable, Satchit Ananda body. That is, that body then we are eligible to enter in the spiritual world. That is what we are doing. The no material body, but impersonalists are afraid. They are afraid. Because they see so much misery, they don't want any more body. They think we are like a water, little drop, then mix with merge in the ocean of water and become one. That is spiritual suicide. They want to go to Brahma Jyoti. But Prabhupada is saying one sloka, is there, he said, Jayanna Aravindaksha, Vivuktamanina. Aravindaksha, Vivuktamanina. Means, Krishna is called, O Lotus Eyed One, the impersonalist, they brag. Well, of this false conception that we are liberated. But they have no, since they have no bhakti, they have no devotional service, considered abhishuddha abhid, buddha. The consciousness is not pure, abhishuddha. Abhishuddha means pure. Though they have so much austerity to attain, and penance to attain the absolute, in a transcendental world, but actually they go to the Brahma Jyoti. Though they go to such a high position, since they don't care for devotional service, so they are neglecting. This is their constitutional position. This is Sharp Krishna. Arujya krichena parampadam tata patanti fall down. Other, they get into the material existence. Again, they say, Brahma Satta Jagat Mitta. If Jagat is Mitta, why you are doing Mitta? False. And they again open hospitals, schools, colleges, relief work in the flood affected area, or natural disaster. This is material activity. You save them. It is all temporary health. Again, you will have famine, pestilence, earthquake, flood. no permanent solution.
Then you get a spiritual body.
Permanent solution. That is what ISKCON is doing. That is the personal thing. You get a spiritual body, no more this birth, no more death, no more disease. Free from dukkhala masasata. That is ISKCON is giving. That is Prabhupada is giving. That is what Acharya is giving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just become tinado pishuni chena. Become humble. Because to understand God is not so easy. But by bhakti you can. The others can be jnani. The panthast koti satavasya sampragam. Brahma is saying. The muni, munipungavanam. Muni means the speed of mind, he can go thousands, millions of years. He cannot reach to the spiritual world. He cannot understand. The devotee is simply by chanting Hare Krishna and serving a pure devotee. He does not criticize, find fault with others, and achieve perfection gradually. Samsiddhi, complete perfection. The symptom is he is without enthusiasm, always remembering Krishna. Kishayane, ki hojane, ki bhajana. Whether you are awake, you are sleeping, going to sleep. Kishayane, kishayane, kishayane. Are you going to take some food, this, that? But you are always remembering Krishna. Mahaprasade, Govinde. Hey, before taking prasad, he said, Mahaprasade, Govinde. Think of Govinde. Every moment he is thinking of Govinda. Krishna. Rest assured. He is a first class Krishna conscious man, and this is the eligibility you have to acquire. And that's sure back to Godhead. Even in one life. One life you go back to Godhead. Jagdattananda, the one who go back there, get me sat chit ananda, a body, sat, eternal, full of knowledge, embodiment of full of knowledge and bliss. That is what you are asking. Prabhupada is asking. Is it joyful? No. Something wrong in your devotional side. Joyful? You are progressing. If you are joyful, you are progressing Krishna consciousness. Vanna bhuta prasannatma na sochati. And don't lament for what you lost. Neither hankering after material things, which is temporary. Sama sarveshu hutesu. He knows within everybody, Lord is there. He is the part and parcel of God. So he doesn't look down upon any living entity. Hate. No. That is the beginning of real devotional service. That is what Prabhupada says. I think there are 7 minutes left. Maybe we can have some discussion. Yes? No? You have your hand raising. What is the question? Please ask relevant question. Yes. Give microphone. Pass him. Ask to the point in short, please.
Maharaj, you mentioned this Bengali saying that wherever you go, your destiny follows you. So someone might ask a question that I'm in Maya because it's in my destiny.
It's my destiny, I'm in Maya.
Yeah, so what's the answer?
I am in Maya. That is my destiny. The question is, what Maya? Is it Mahamaya or Jogamaya? Yes. Is it Mahamaya or Jogamaya? To Krishna, there is no difference, Mahamaya or Jogamaya. But to us, that is different. We got a tapastha jeev. Tapastha means, when you go to the sea, you say there is a demarcation line. Where the water comes. Even small birds follow. He is walking. He is not scared. He knows Lord has got order. Prabhupada said, you cannot go beyond this. How big he may be ocean, you cannot go. But sometimes it is covered by air. Exposed to certain is covered by water. In our case, we are in that position. We are going, we are saying, ISKCON, my samosa, kuchuri. And other, he gets a rubber down, nice and properly looking. which one you will go, in the God or who is up to you, you have got a free will. Yes? So you can go to ISKCON and then chanting, dancing, and then to Sahana Yori come. That is one thing. And another one, you are forgetting Krishna. You have got a free will. You can misuse or make it. Yes?
My mother also taught me the same thing. She said, wherever you go, you'll take your problems with you.
Yeah.
So I became an educated bum on the road, and after 4 years, I finally found the solution. I found Srila Prabhupada. I found the devotees. So you can tell, you know, whatever your maya is or whatever your problems are, you have to solve them somehow. You can't just, you know, lay down and die. Srila Prabhupada wasn't one to give up. He had 2 heart attacks on the boat. He didn't give up. So we don't give up. It's our par and para system. We have a problem, you can change your karma. That's the only thing you can change. You can't change everything else, the time.
Krishna can do anything and everything. Something comes in your mind, say, yeah, Paramatma is saying. It may not be Paramatma, it could be Maya person. Because you are not saying that, then Maya is saying, do this, do that. Let us go to Haldiram, take nice son properly. Then you forget Krishna. Well, it says sometimes, let's go to ISKCON, take samosa, kochari, or whatever rice dough. And nectar. That is Krishna consciousness. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes? But I have limitation also. Thank you. Go ahead.
Mike,
please.
So, when we are in conditioned state...
We're in conditioned
yes,
state, yes.
You said we should find us a spiritual master, a pure devotee. Yes. So, when I'm in conditioned state, how am I able to understand that he's a pure devotee?
Very good question. Thank you very much. I understand that if we cry to Krishna, like he's in our heart, Krishna is hearing. Doesn't matter condition, not condition. You can always cry, a child is not doesn't mean anything. But if he helplessly cry, a mother, father comes and puts him in the lap, and he is peaceful. But he is given toys, sweet, chocolate, he will throw everything. But he is peaceful, everything, he is throwing everything only. So one says, no, my dear Lord, I don't want wealth, I don't want power, I don't want my sweetheart, sugar, honey, whatever, maybe my life partner. I don't want even mukti. I just simply want to serve you. Definitely he will give. He will come as a spiritual master. Are you doing that? This is what I understand. Because it's a serious matter. To select somebody as a spiritual master is not easy. Your good question is very good. I like it. But we can be like this. We can be sincerely. Ask, cry to the Lord at heart. And Lord knows whether it is, are you, is artificial. Official. He cannot officially cry. Cannot officially cry. Nobody, unless someone in distress, he cries. If somebody won't, don't take seriously, he will get. Yes?
Because.
There is cheater and cheated, he will get.
As in my case, I'm a Prabhupada disciple, but I never met him in body. It just happened like that. So, and my personal story is, there wasn't many things I liked hearing Prabhupada saying, but I just fell in love. I couldn't stay against his singing and the rest of the program. So it's a connected to my earlier question that I don't think we are in stand to recognize who is a pure devotee, but if we are in need, then we're really attracted by him. So that's happened to me. I think it works like that. Thank you very much.
No, I accept what you said. We may not see him, we cannot recognize conditioned spheres. But Krishna knows our heart. According to heart's, he knows our heart condition, accordingly he gets that sort of person. He want to be cheated, has been another thing, he will get cheated. There are many cheats there. He's running after for this. Then they will get. You want to be cheated, he will get mad.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Here.
Yes. Here he is, one raising hand. We passed this. Achha, sorry.
You are talking about threefold miseries, and when asked about them, some people respond, it's okay, it's part of life. So, are they not in the mood of goodness, and how, what are the chances for them taking up the Krishna consciousness, because they seem to be okay with the miseries?
The miseries are sometimes impede us to come to Krishna consciousness. Unless you are in a miserable state, some people don't know they are in suffering. They are really suffering, will cry out. Help! And then he got in the world and drives you into the help in the forest. You sigh and tell them, rope is coming down. Therefore, you come. What do we say? No, please help me so that I can hold it. No, this is too much. You know, I don't think I am the king of this place. Let my foot comes, dear. Her rabbits, jackals come and say, my dear. Sir lion, please get up from sleep. Don't disturb me. Now I have your food. I have come here. Please open your mouth. I will enter. If you think like that, no, Baba. It's not possible. That is, in the scripture, that is the answer. Nami purusasya singasya pravishanti mukhe niga. You have to work hard, man. The same is gone. Work hard! You are getting nice food, nice lodging, pudding, dressing. This kind of giving. You outside, you get that. You have to work hard. 9 to 5. 8 hours. What you are working here? Not, it's not a place, full hotel, we must say. It's not a free hotel. Work hard, man, or you get lost. I'm sorry. Work hard for Krishna. At least do some service. Otherwise, join in the Babaji's. Many there. Seems to be, where is Bhandara? Where is the bank blanket? Not, ISKCON is not for them. You want to stay in ISKCON? You have to do this. That is what Prabhupada said. I am repeating. Like father, like son. Prabhupada said that, you have to repeat what daddy says.
My question was, some people are okay, some people who are not devotees, they are okay with miseries. They say, okay, miseries are part of life, so it's okay. We are sometimes happy, sometimes sad. It's okay. Yeah. So I don't have to take to Krishna consciousness. So what is their
so
state?
So let him go to wherever he want to go. If he doesn't want to, if you try to a dog's tail, want to stretch.
Again,
sorry,
again,
again. Prasadam. Give prasadam. You can give prasadam one day maybe after. That's a good idea. Give prasadam. Yes, prasadam in mercy. Next, there is a matadi, the behind. It disappeared, is it? Yes, man. See, appears and disappears. Not problem. Strange. No good. Brook. Yes. Again, why not any other? Brook shall be. Maybe Indonesian language. Okay, okay.
Maharaj, you mentioned in the
book. Don't ask. Question for the sake of asking.
No, I'm asking for my own satisfaction.
What I know, I will tell.
No problem.
Don't know, I will tell.
No problem. Maharaj, you mentioned in the beginning about goodness, coming to goodness. So my question is, sometimes we hear devotees saying, come to the mode of pure goodness.
Yeah.
Other people say goodness. So what's the difference between pure goodness and goodness?
Very good question. Thank you. Goodness has got symptoms. He's always joyful. And many others will find Bhagavad Gita. Three modes of maturity. Goodness means enlightenment also. But still, there could be mode of passion and ignorance, symptomized by hankering material thing, lusty desire. Is there anybody here? He can tell. I have no lusty desire at all, not even in the pinch. Please, I have. Yes? You're honest. What about hope? No. When it comes to pure goodness, means no lusty desire. One devotee asks for approval, how do I know I'm becoming pure? Just ask yourself. When you face sense object, do you feel like, let me enjoy for the time, and later on I think become Krishna conscious? No, you have to become pure. No, you have to become pure. You are not yet pure enough. Vishuddha Bhuvan Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva, as a Vasudev, in his heart Krishna appeared. They enter into the heart, first mind of say disciple follows, surrenders to Guru, and goes to disciple's consciousness, transpired, and then to the heart, Krishna is born. So wherever Krishna is born, that is called Mathura. And pure body can create Mathura. In the heart, Krishna is there, it is unmanifest now. It is contaminated, you cannot hear. When you become liberated, then Paramatma will respond to your prayer. He will prompt, do this, do that. Are you liberated? No. If you are not, then mind is whispering, do this. Let us go to Haldiram, McDonald. You are in Maya then. This Maya means material energy. Make you forget Krishna. Make sense? May Lord bless you. Any other question? Maharaj, you want to comment something, you can say, you can always enlighten. Moreover, to enrich our Krishna consciousness. It is not that you are not God, perfectly perfect, we are trying for perfection. Yes. Matadi, yes. Other Matadi disappeared. I can ask her, Guru. He's in Malaysia.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, most of the time, this question comes in our mind, like we are practicing Krishna consciousness, still we are in illusion. Like at times we think, oh no, we are not this body. We hardly remember this concept that we are not this body. We are trying to practice it, but still we forget it. So how to get more stronger on this thing?
Very good question. He said, Devabuddhi Nahiyar Sangsarvandan Kahata Natan Dastagu says. Krishna said, downward and those kings, prisoners in the cell of Jarasandha, you read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto in Krishna Bhagavatam. And Krishna says, in a material world, in dealings, everything is temporary. So you should be very serious in dealings in the material world. And last he said, always ignore, forget this body. Impossible. Just for our Goswamis, forget this body, means to forget the eating, sleeping, though so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So this is where, if you get a higher taste by serving Krishna, you have sometime higher taste. So that you think, oh, this body is insignificant. This is just, Prabhupada says, eat body. Don't mind anybody. One place over the side. So what is there inside? You know that all things, marrow, bone, blood, pus, so many other obnoxious things. But you forget. Because you are enamored by the object of the senses. Rup, beauty, ras, something tasty. Spasho, touch, object of touch. From time immemorial, again he says, his habit is the second nature. We have been so much absorbed in the bodily concept. How can you give up so quickly? It's not possible. But depending on how you are absorbed and strictly following with conviction the words of Krishna and Guru, everything will be revealed, you will realize. He said, our first interest should be become surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant his name, then Nityananda Brahman will very much please, then you will become free from all material desires, then you don't want to enjoy this body. We are all, except Krishna, Everyone is prakriti. Prakriti means an instrument for Krishna's enjoyment. This is a work, this is a philosophy, you know, and truth. But we don't want to understand. We are so deeply, you know, have got this consciousness. I'm a man, I'm American. This has to go. By practicing Krishna consciousness under the guise of Sadguru, and guys, you will get a hard test, you lose this test of sense enjoyment. This is what I know. Here I can add. It will be nice. You want to add? Maharaj, you want to add? No, this is what I know, I'm telling. I don't say, if you ask me, Maharaj, you have seen from practical concept. I'm trying. Buddha says one place, this is, you have got a habit from time immemorial, millions of millions of lives. How could you expect in a short time, a short span of life, and some practicing few years Krishna consciousness, and forget? But the mercy of Krishna, everything is possible. Khatanga Maharaj, in a second, he remembered Krishna and went back to Godhead. It's up to, as you deserve, Krishna knows, he can make it. Somebody is sadhana siddha, somebody is kripa siddha. Wives of the Brahmin, they are kripa siddha. Simply, enthusiastically, went to serve Krishna, and Krishna gave their life perfection. Their husband doing so much austerity, have got all the knowledge of the scripture, they are doing so much penance, they know so much scripture, and so many things, but they are bereft of Krishna bhakti. But we can at least follow the footprints of the pure devotee, and gradually, slow and steady, and wins the race. But if somebody is fortunate, can we get kripa? We should not think like that. But we are hoping against hope, we will definitely get. Hare Krishna. Any more? Come? Yes. Yes, give him. Ask relevant question. Not your personal this, that.
So we need to make a separate endeavor to get rid of the anartas or the unwanted things in the heart, or we just do the process of Krishna consciousness and become purified, and automatically this will go.
He said, adau sodha tata sadhu sangha. You have to have association with the sadhus, and under the guidance of a pure devotee, when you serve, you become free from all the dirty things from your heart. Then you become nishtha. Nishtha means non-stop, all the time serving. Nishtha. Ruchi, then develop taste. Just you like something, say you like pizza. So you are doing one food, you go towards pizza, don't mind. Or noodles, whatever. Anything, gulab jam, samosa, cauliflower, you know, pakora, some. He likes jaws, and I remember I cook myself personally. And he likes, and he's coming. So when he develop a taste in Krishna consciousness, it's a whole taste. Just I say, somebody is going to Haldiram, so many varieties of food, very tasty. But he likes Krishna, maybe rice, dal, or pakora, sabji. He likes, he doesn't go. He says, much more tasty this is. Krishna tasted. It's called ruchi. Then he detests materialistic way of life, sense gratification. Then he's got ruchi. Then asokti developed attachment. We have, you know, everybody has got some attachment to something. Somebody after money. Somebody or a beautiful lady or a handsome boy. Like Shankaracharya says, Balastavat Kriya Sakta. In childhood days, every boy like to play. Tamastavat Toni Sakta. Wherever you go, from time to time, young boys are running after young girls, and young girls are running after young boys. Yes? And when you become old, he's thinking what he did in the past. Sit down with other old people talking. Nobody is thinking of Krishna. Save and accept all these ISKCON devotees. Some other Vaishnava devotees. they have got hope. One day they will go back to Godhead. If you are serious to go back to Godhead, then take it seriously. It's told the world, great Acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, you have faith and preaching, then act, your action will tell. Does it make sense to you? Yes or no? And act. If you are not serious, you are there. That means you don't want to go there. You want to go there, you are serious. Make sense? Thank you. Yes. So says the great soul, I am repeating.
So this is the month of Damodar. And we find that the rope was always two fingers short. So your question is, do we just let Krishna do it from our hearts? No. We have to first make an endeavor.
Yes.
Otherwise Krishna is not going to do anything.
No.
If you are making the endeavor to make the change, then Krishna will, what do they say, you take one step to Krishna and he takes ten
steps
to you.
Steps.
So that's the benefit of this pastime. And you're so fortunate that you're in Vrindavan, and even more fortunate that you're in Vrindavan in the month of Damodar. So you can meditate, as Lokanath Swami was saying, you can worship that
way. Opposite, yes. So get going towards, what is that? Yes, there is no such thing here, of course, Haldiram. But eating, sleeping day and night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chanting, dancing here and there. And everybody is so joyful, so many people crying from other people, not to speak of devotees. Everybody doesn't find room. The push. And so I said, this is, then it is, this is our Jabhata, Damodar Bhata. Then you can get so much mercy of the Lord. There is Lokanath Swami that they were telling. He heard how Prabhupada was saying how to celebrate Ujjabhata, Damodar Bhata. More chanting, dancing, japa, bhajan, harikatha, absorb. Forgetting, eating, sleeping, nighting, demanding. To minimum. Make sense? Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Time is running out. Okay.
Prabhupada lived in Rav Damodar temple for some years, he is translating. So if there's one Bengali bhajan, Ami Ekante Bhajibo Hari, like
there is some prayer he has, Bengali bhajan, something like that.
So I want to ask, like Prabhupada was, he was just living alone in Rav Damodar temple without any association. Is it possible to do any bhajan on our own? Prabhupada was a grahastha, you know.
Then he was not grahastha. He left.
Okay, I'm saying before he was a grahastha, then he took vanprastha, then sannyas. So Prabhupada was, all the while, he was completely self-realized. He gave the Gita, the Bhagavatam, and so on. And is it possible to do any bhajan on our own? Like Prabhupada, he was absorbed in deep bhajan.
This is very, very risky, Prabhupada said. One must have association with the devotee, otherwise any moment, my so strong, Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, any moment we can be drifted away from this path of bhakti. Prabhupada used to say, early days I remember, even you on the other side of the sidewalk, this side may be our temple, and other side going, or the pavement, to buy from the grocer. Take, though you have got a danda can become thanda. Take somebody with you, because my is so strong. Understand? You may forget. Going to grocer to buy something, take some brahmachari with you. My is so strong. What to speak of alone? At that time he was old man. How old are you, sir? May I know? How old? 32. He was more than the double year old. He's 65. He's going to America. Na, 65, sorry, 71, something like. 69, 71. Sorry. You know, the gold you put more in the acid, so much dense smoke coming. So you have to get rid of all the dirty things from the heart. How can you be alone doing bhajans? Very dangerous. I saw even within our time so many devotees alone doing and they left ISKCON. And doing the free, nobody over his head. It is dangerous. Not following exactly what Prabhupada said. But here provision is there. You can come to Mangalarati, you can have Shri devotees, talk with them, listen class, and take prasad, cook by devotee. Prabhupada has got everything. Because I gave you everything, now you become Krishna. If you cannot expand, at least maintain what I give. Don't change, then everything will be finished. Prabhupada asked to go alone like this? You are like Prabhupada? No, you cannot be like Prabhupada. Overnight. One is from his childhood, one of the symptoms of pure devotee from his childhood, he is born in a Vaishnava family or maybe associating with Vaishnavas and again practicing, and at the same time he comes in contact with the pure devotee. The two things very important. If there is every chance, he will remain pure and go back to Godhead. One article, Prabhupada said. Yes? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Maharaj. I was curious. After coming to Vrindavan for the first time, I've had this problem where I'm having a hard time sometimes being in the moment. My mind will act like I'm sure others. Well, during the day, it just my mind will go to places, so it's like I won't even feel like I'm in Vrindavan. And so I'm just curious, and this is for other people, I'm sure too. My mind is really rascal sometimes. What can we do to help be more present in, like, realizing and more present in the Holy Dham, and not so in other places with our worries and our going with our mind?
If I understood what you are saying, nobody can say, my mind is under control. Anybody here can say, I have my mind under control? It's difficult. Even Arjuna also said. But we strictly follow what Prabhupada says, it is all sincerity. We can have, at least Krishna will help, you know. You get up early in the morning, you know, this is the first, very simple. You get up early in the morning, go to bed early, and don't take heavy food in the afternoon after sunset. You can at least get up, it's not difficult. If you can do before Mangalarati, finish your round, early days you used to do that. I remember, even 10 o'clock, coming back to the temple after doing Sankirtan whole day, and go to sleep as soon as possible, taking little maha sometime, maybe little sandesh, little drink, milk, then go to bed, and 6 hours sleep, but some can sleep less, in daytime take little rest, try to get up. Mangalarati is 4:30, you can get up. Some devotees will get up 1-2 o'clock, again finish the round. Just before Mangalarati, take bath quickly, go to Mangalarati. You cannot at least follow the mood, this mood. As early as possible, finish your round. As the day advances, you are pulling the samse, pulling the beads, but you are not registering, you know, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you know, distinctly you should chant. Only in the early hours, dawn, you can do that nicely. On your own, walk and listen, distinctly pronounce with the mood of Trinada Vishnu, Chanatara Vishnu, all these things, and listen nicely. You are associating with God, so He knows you and He will help, I'm sure. We are actually crying, it means, in the state we are, as a condition, we are crying, please, please engage me in your service, Radharani or Krishna, Ram, please. If a child cries, father mother understand, he's sincere, he helps, he picks him up on the lap and pat him. We are also like that. I'm giving an example, the mood, how do you understand from Prabhupada? This is now many Maharajas giving some seminar, some retreat or simply on chanting, and Prabhupada on chanting, he wrote, whatever he said is compiled in a book by one of our God brother, it's called Sri Namamrita. You can see, if not, you go through the book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is called Hoinamamrita, Hoinam Chintamani. Go through the basic thing. I think it will help you. In short, what I will tell. This is what everybody is doing, not only you, any of us. Now you take too much sweet or hot, or very spicy food, your mind naturally is difficult to control. If you take full belly at night, very too much prasad, it's difficult to get up early. Some sadhu in India, after sunset, don't eat anything. But Prabhupada said, in winter, take at least a glass of milk and something light, sandesh or something. You can get up easily, go to bed early. You drink milk, it automatically feels sleepy, hot milk, good for brain. And also, you read Krishna book or listen, and go to bed, take rest, and get up early and do japa. Maybe long, much earlier than going to Mangalarati, take bath and go. So in that time, you do some japa till you make something in advance, your rounds. And moment Mangalarati, don't waste time in so many things I don't want to mention. It's not necessary for us maybe to be there. You do a japa, finish your round. This is our first and foremost duty. You know what? Finish our 16 round, which is nothing. We are supposed to be doing 1 lakh round actually. Since we are not doing, Prabhupada said, rest of the time work hard for Krishna. Then Krishna, consider your case to accept your service. This is what I know roughly like that. Am I right or no?
No, yes.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely you are allowed, as long as you are not saying anything which is contrary to what Prabhupada said. I'm sorry. He's our authority. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to give an explanation for Prabhupada. So it's like that ISKCON has this beautiful publication called Srila Prabhupada Srila Damodara Temple. There, you can read that actually he was there alone. He had always association. And it's like that we are obliged also to seek after knowledge. So we should act like that. We should, as Maharaj said also, we should go to the store and if we are not that sure, we should try to find the relevant information. So that information is in that more beautiful publication of Mahamudu Maharaj.
Mahanid Islam ki.
Yeah.
So, can I add something?
Yes.
Please. So, Krishna consciousness is a gradual process.
That is what I know.
Very gradual. And we cannot flatter ourselves thinking that, oh, Srila Prabhupada was like this, he was sitting alone in his bhajan, and no, we can't flatter ourselves. And actually, when we think about it, Prabhupada was not alone. Prabhupada always said, I couldn't do anything if I didn't know my Guru Maharaj was sitting next to me. And we also know that at Radha Damodar, he was conversing with the six Goswamis. He was conversing with the six Goswamis. His neighbor, one sadhu whose name escapes me, used to hear him crying at night. And he was pleading with the six Goswamis. He was never alone. And even if you think he wasn't with the six Goswamis, he was always with Krishna, because he was always holding conversations with Krishna. He was aware. I don't know what's in anybody else's heart, I don't know what's in my heart, but I know what was in Srila Prabhupada's heart was Krishna. And his Guru Maharaj by his side, which is why he had Krishna all the time for association. We're not that at that program yet, but we're trying because he gave us the process and he gave us the example that it's possible. And because he gave us the principle and the example that it's possible, we should believe in that and keep on going and never stop until we get there, because we'll get there, even if it's not this lifetime. Devotional service is so strong that it drags you towards the ultimate goal, kicking and flailing. Even death is not a deterrent. Your next birth, it's a flash in the lifetime of prana. What to say of the flash in the lifetime of eternity? It's a gradual process. You've started now. You're on the way, and you cannot be deviated, even if you try.
Paul said, "Do not, never even leave the boat of Iskand. The captain is Prabhupada. So no fear. Prabhupada is there. No fear." You finish here? Yes? 6:30. Evening arati. Huh? Hare Krishna. Yeah? 7 o'clock arati? I thought 6:30? You are the number one, I think. Act! Sorry, I'm glad. I'm also sorry. Hare Krishna. May Lord bless us. Oh, Prabhupada says everything to achieve perfection has to be complete. Mercy of the Lord, study the tongue and hand. So, one side, mata di, and one side, liberty.
His Holiness Bhakti Maharaj ki.